弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主能够来到弟兄姐妹们中间。
I thank the Lord that I can be in the midst of brothers and sisters.
实在是神的恩典。
Indeed, it is God's grace.
也是在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们的关爱。
It is also by the love and care of all the brothers and sisters seated here.
给我有一个机会来交通神的话语。
That I would have the opportunity to share with you the word of God.
我们好不好先来读几段经文
Let's first read a few passages.
我们首先打开我们的圣经翻到以弗所书第五章
Let us first open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5.
翻到以弗所书第五章第十五到十六节
We'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 and 16.
翻到了请听我读
As you find it, please listen as I read.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.
然后我们把圣经往前翻，我们翻到约翰福音第十二章。
Let us turn forward to Gospel according to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章第二十七节
We'll read the gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 27
弟兄姐妹们翻到了请听我读
When you find it brothers and sisters listen as I read
约翰福音第十二章第二十七节
Gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 27
我现在心里忧愁我说什么才好呢父啊求救我脱离这时候但我原是为着这时候来的。
Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour.
然后我们再把圣经翻到马太福音第二十六章。
Let us also turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音第二十六章第六到第七节。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 26, verses 6 and 7.
翻到了请听我读
When you find it, please listen as I read.
马太福音第二十六章第六到第七节
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 26 verses 6 and 7.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里有一个女人拿着一玉瓶极贵的香膏来趁耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上
Now when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper,There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat.
我们特别注意在中文里头有一个字叫趁。
And as in the Chinese, there is this word, let us pay attention to, is while.
然后我们来到最后一段的经文请我们把圣经翻到马可福音第十四章。
Let us also turn to the gospel according to Mark chapter 14.
马可福音第十四章第四到第六节的上半部分。
We'll read from the gospel according to Mark chapter 14 verses 4 to the first half of verse 6.
弟兄姐妹们翻到了请听我读。
Brothers and sisters, please listen as I read.
马可福音第十四章第四到第六节的上半部分。有几个人心中很不喜悦说何用这样枉费香膏呢这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人他们就向那女人生气耶稣说由他吧为什么难为他呢
Gospel according to Mark chapter 14 verses 4 to the first half of verse 6 And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said Why was this waste of the ointment made?For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone, why trouble ye her?
然后我们再往下跳到第八节，我们只读第八节的上半部分。
We'll read the first verse, first half of verse 8.
这是主耶稣说的。
This is spoken by the Lord Jesus.
说他所做的是尽他所能的。
She have done what she could, all that she could.
好我们圣经就暂时读到这里。
That will be all the passages we'll read for now.
我们低头再有点简单的祷告。
Let's bow for a further word of prayer.
主啊，你已经将你的话语向我们打开。
Oh Lord, you have already opened your word up to us.
我们就求你加上恩膏。
We pray that you will add on your anointing.
你赐下那赐人智慧与启示的灵在我们中间运行。
That you will grant us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation that he may move freely in our midst.
你让讲的能够讲得完全。
That you would allow for the speaker to speak fully.
你让翻译的能够翻译得清楚。
And that you allow for the translator to translate clearly.
你让听的能够听得明白。
And that you allow for hearers to hear and understand.
我们就恭敬地把下面的这段时间再次交在你的手中。
Respectfully, we place, commit the following hour into thy hand.
求你的名在我们中间被得到高举。
And may your name be exalted in our midst.
愿意把所有的感谢赞美都归于你。
And we give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
这样的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We ask and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们刚才读到的以弗所书第五章第十五到第十六节。
We have read from Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 and 16.
我们如果在中文里头看的时候，它是把它翻译成两个句子。
If we read in the Chinese translation, it has divided into two verses.
但是如果我们看达比译本或者我们手头的那个 KJV 译本的时候。
But if we read the Darby translation or the King James version,
我们就知道这两节经文实际上是一句话。
We can note that these two verses are indeed one sentence.
它的主要的句子是说你们要谨慎行事。
The main focus is that see then that you walk circumspectly.
所以我们听弟兄翻译的话。
So if you see when you hear the translation in English,
我们知道这句话的主要的一个主要的动词是看。
We know then the main action word here is that see to it.
那 see 什么呢？看什么呢？
What are you to behold or to see?
他说要我们看我们平时那个行走是怎样的小心谨慎。
See to it, see then how ye are to walk circumspectly or to walk carefully.
然后他说你要这样做，你是不要像一个愚昧人，乃是要像着一个智慧人。
Then it tells us not as fools, but as wise.
当然我们也知道这个智慧人不同于这个中文译本里头的其他的那个智慧人。
Of course, then when we read this word as wise, it is not the wisdom or the wise that we normally consider.
最简单的它实际上就是那个智慧人的一个反义词。
But it is just a reflection of the word wise or one who is with wisdom.
然后他下面用了一个分词机构说要爱惜光阴。
And then it tells us to redeem the time, redeeming the time.
换句话说，神在这里告诉我们，你要作为一个智慧人的话，一个外在的一个显著的表现就是你爱惜光阴。
Therefore, when it encourages us to be as wise, in contrary to the fools,And one manifestation of the wise is to redeem the time.
然后最后他告诉我们我们为什么要这样做的一个原因。
At last, it tells us in this sentence why we are to do so.
他乃至说因为我们现今的这个世代是邪恶的。
That is because the days, the present days are evil.
那么什么是叫爱惜光阴呢？
Now what does it mean to redeem the time?
在希伯来原文里头这个爱惜它有两个意思。
Now in the original Hebrew, there are two meanings to this word redeem.
那一个意思呢叫赎回。
And one word to redeem is by redemption, to redeem it, to buy it back.
那这个意思呢它是在加拉太书三章十三节和四章五节里头所翻译的。
This is the same word that is used in Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 and Galatians chapter 4.
那第二个意思呢就是要好好的利用。
Another meaning of this word redeeming the time is to make good use of it.
那这个意思呢就是在我们刚才读的以弗所书和后面的哥罗西书那里所说到的。
And that is the same word that we have read here in Ephesians or in Colossians. It is the same meaning.
所以我们如果看不同的圣经译本的话。
Therefore, when we look at different translations.
这个爱惜光阴就有两种翻译的方法。
There are two translations through words we can consider for this redeeming the time.
一个叫赎回时间。
One is to redeem, buy back this time.
它是重在指我们过去的那些虚度的时间，我们如何要把它赎回来。
In other words, in the times past which we have wasted, that has gone, how can we redeem it to buy it back?
其实在世人的眼中，我们都知道一个道理。
Of course, in the world's eyes, we all understand this fact.
或者说一个事实，就是说时间过去了就一去不复返。
We know that once time goes by, there's no turning back, and we cannot turn the clock back.
但是我们在主的里面，神却给了我们一个格外的恩典。
But yet, in the Lord, He has given us this special favor, this special grace.
我们可以把我们过去曾经失落的那些时间给赎回来。
Even though in times past, which we may have wasted, He allows for us to buy them back, to redeem them.
圣经里记载了一个故事或者是一句话。
Now, in the scriptures, there is this story or these words.
那是记录在路加福音第22章第31到32节那里。
That is in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 22 verses 31.
主在被交付那些不法之人之手之前，他跟西门和他的门徒说了一句话。
And that is before the Lord was turned over to those who are unrighteous, he says to his disciple Simon.
他说西门西门撒旦想要得着你们好塞你们像塞麦子一样但我已经为你们祈求叫你们不至于失了信心你回过头来要坚固你的弟兄。
Luke chapter 22 verses 31 and 32. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
我们知道主耶稣对西门特别说这句话的时候
Well, we know that when our Lord Jesus especially speaking these words to Simon
从最近的那个时间点上是说到西门将有三次否认主
As chronologically, it speaks of a very near time that Simon was to deny the Lord three times.
换句话说像我们这些在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们
In other words, for all of us who are seated here
我们都有软弱的时候
We are all those who will have times of weakness.
我们都有否认主名的时候
And we will have times where we will deny the name of the Lord.
我们都有很多的时间是用在不是主要我们用的地方。
And there are many a times where we will spend our time upon matters that is not what the Lord desires for us to spend them on.
这些时间在神的眼中是虚度的。
Now, such times are wasted. And spent in vain before the Lord.
但是主在这里告诉彼得
But here the Lord tells Peter.
说我已经为你祷告了。
The Lord says to Peter, I have prayed for you.
我已经教你虽然经过这样的一个软弱在你这样跌倒的时候仍然让你里面有一点信心。
I have prayed for you that even though you have times of weakness where you may fall and you may fail, yet with the faith that you have within you.
不错你的这个时间这段日子你的时间是虚度的。
Yes, in those times, in those days, your time was spent in vain. They were wasted.
但是我给你一个格外的恩典。
But I have this special grace for you.
就是你靠着我回过头来的时候。
That is by me, according to my power, when you are converted.
你要坚固你的弟兄。
That you must strengthen your brother.
我们在实际生活之中。
In our actual living.
我们过去有很多失败软弱。虚度光阴的时间。
There are many times of failure and weaknesses where our time is indeed spent in vain.
那些时间是荒废掉的。
Those times were wasted.
但是主给我们一个恩典。
But the Lord gave us a grace.
当我们回过头来。
That was when we return, when we are converted.
当我们看到我们周围的弟兄姐妹们也同样落入这样的一个类似的光景之中的时候。
When we see our brothers and sisters in a similar situation in the same manner.
我们要把我们自己的所得我们要把我们自己的经历来给我们的弟兄姐妹们能够安慰出来
All that we have gained all our experiences we share with our brothers and sisters that they may be comforted
我们接着我们的经历来劝慰我们的弟兄姐妹们也坚固我们的弟兄姐妹们
That with our experience we will encourage our brothers and sisters and that we will also strengthen them
所以在希伯来书第三章第十三节那里说
So in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 33 there it says
说啊娘们啊总要趁着还有今日天天彼此相劝免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑心里就刚硬了
But exhort one another daily while it is called today lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin
这里的相劝就是有恳求有劝勉有安慰的意思。
This exhortation, there is an encouragement there, there is a comfort there, There is a strengthening there.
希伯来书里告诉我们，总要趁着今日。
In Hebrews, it always tells us while it is still called today.
就是我们要用着今日的这个时间，把过去那失落的光阴给赎回来。
That is while it is still yet today that we will use the present time to redeem the time that may have been wasted in the past.
关于爱惜光阴，在圣经里另外还有一个翻译。
Now in the scriptures concerning the phrase redeeming the time, there's another translation.
就是抓住机会。
That is to grab hold, to seize the opportunity.
抓住机会是指我们在今天这个时候要珍惜我们今天的每一天的时间。
That is while it is still yet today that we will treasure, hold precious the time that we're given today.
我们要做神所定规我们在今天我们所要做的那些事情。
That we ought to do today what the Lord has will deemed for us to do today.
不仅要做这些事情，而且要按照神所定规的方式方法来做。
Not only are we to complete such tasks, but it must be according to the will, the arrangement of God that we complete them.
当然，我们这里说到做。
Of course, when we say we do these things,
严格来说不是太贴切的。
Strictly speaking, the work that we are to do, complete these things, it is not very accurate or the right word.
在约翰福音第九章第四节，主耶稣告诉我们。
In the Gospel according to John chapter 9 verse 4, the Lord Jesus tells us.
他说，总要趁着还有白日，我们必须做那差我来的工。
In John chapter 9 verse 4, our Lord Jesus says that,I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day.
什么叫来做那差我来的工呢？
Now what does it mean to work the works of him that sent me?
在约翰福音六章二十八节那里说。
In the gospel according to John chapter 6 verse 28 there it says,
信神所差来的只就是做神的工。
John 6:28 there it says that to believe, that we might work the works of God, but it is to believe God,That's to believe on him who have sent him.
所以到了约翰福音第十二章第三十五到第三十六节那里说的就更明确了。
So when we get to verses 35 and 36, it's even more clear there it says.
他说你们要趁着那个光啊在你们中间还不多的时候。
That while it is still yet day.
你们应当趁着有光的时候要行走。
That you must walk while there it is still day.
36节说你们应当趁着有光就信从之光。
That while there is still this day that you will follow and do this light.
用成为光明之子。
That we are ought to be the sons of light in John chapter 12.
这个光明的光明实际上就是一个光字。
And so this light or this day is in fact the word light that we may be the children of light.
然后他告诉我们趁着那光是什么光呢？
And so when we have light while it is day, what does that mean?
他说那光还在你们中间不多的时候。
While this light is with you.
那个光前面有一个定冠词。
And there is this term, this preposition before the light.
我们知道这光就是主耶稣的自己。
And so it is an article very specifically saying this light, it speaks of the light, which is our Lord Jesus himself.
所以当我们回到以弗所书第五章十五到十六节的时候。
So when we return to Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 and 16.
我们就看到十五节的上面十三十四节。
Then we can see the verses previous to verses 15 and 16, verses 13 and 14 in Ephesians.
那里特别提到光。
And especially there it mentions again about light.
十三节说到能一切能显明的就是那光。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 13, but all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light.
然后十四节说所以主说你这睡着的人当醒过来从死里复活基督就要光照你了。
Verse 14,Wherefore he saith, Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light.
如果我们看英文的话，
If we read the English translation,
我们知道他这里说睡着的人是用的一个现在分词的形式。
Of course, when it says the word, says those who are asleep, it is being very ironic.
他说到我们现在每一个人现在一直持续的一个光景。
It is speaking of a condition where we're still in our present day.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在信主以后
after we believe in the Lord,
我们是不是也是有很多的时间是睡着的呢？
Are still many a times where we live as we are sleeping, slumbering.
我们有没有趁着这个光起来行走呢？
Ought we not to arise and walk while this light is with us?
十三节那里连续用了两个命令的语句。
And so in verse 13, it gives us these two terms.
一个说你们要醒过来。
In verse 14, it says, awake.
我们要从那昏睡的灵中要醒过来。
In our slumbering spirits, we have to be awake.
我们要知道神要我们现在要做什么。
And we ought to know what God desires for us to do now.
我们要起来。
And we must arise.
然后下面说你们要从死里复活。
And it says to arise from the dead.
我们很稀奇啊。
We are amazed.
但圣经里的凡是说到主耶稣那从死里复活的事实的时候。
But each instance when the scriptures record how our Lord was risen from the dead.
都是用了一个被动语态。
It is very passive.
换句话说就是说是被神将他从死里复活的。
It is in a sense that he was risen from the dead by God. He was wrought from the dead by God.
可是神当在这里跟我们说话的时候。
But here when God speaks to us.
他说你们要从死里复活。
But it is you arise from the dead.
是用的主动语态。
It is from a very subjective command.
说到这个从死里复活是我们每一个人的责任。
And in other words, when it gives us this command, it says arise from the dead, it is given to us as our responsibility, our duty to do so.
然后他说到基督就要光照你们了。
And it tells us that, and Christ shall give thee light.
这个光照在圣经里头就出现了这一次。
This term, shall give thee light, is only appear this once in the scriptures.
它的基本的意思是就叫一个东西要充满你，就像太阳从高天之下普照在你身上之间一样。
The basic meaning of this term, to give thee light,is to fill us, illuminate us, and as the sun shines upon all the land that it is shown upon and illuminated.
当我们站在户外的时候，
Now, when we are outside of this,
当我们头上有那太阳直射下来的时候，
When we're outdoors and the sun shines upon us,
那太阳光就是这样完完全全的浇在你的身上。
And when the light, the sunshine, completely shines upon you completely,
在你全身的周围没有一点阴影。
That surrounding you, there is no shadow.
这就是这里神所说的话。
And this is the word that the Lord is speaking here.
他说他要将那充满万有的要充满在我们里面。
That he is to fill us with him who fills all and is in all.
没有一点的短缺和很没有充到的地方。
There is no one lacking. There is no one spot that he does not fill.
正如太阳光普照在你身上的时候。
Just as when we're outdoor and the sun completely shines all around us, our whole being.
从时态上说。
And in this situation.
这里是用了一个未来时。
It gives us actually a future tense here.
换句话说。
In other words.
我们不是要很信主以后我们常常要神。用他的光来充满我们。
After we believe in the Lord, oftentimes we desire for the Lord's light to fill us.
我们不是常常的说，你呀，你赐给了我的生命，你要把你的生命的丰盛要完完全全的充满在我们里面吗？
And we say to the Lord, Lord, you have given me life now. Now may your life fill me and completely manifest in me.
我们不是时常在向主呼求，主啊，我求你再来，主啊，我求你快来吗？
Do we not often cry out to the Lord and pray, Lord Jesus, come?Quickly come.
圣经里告诉我们。
The scriptures tell us.
当主再来的日子只有一个条件之一。
That one of the conditions in order for the Lord to come.
就是基督他身体生量的长成。
That is the maturity to the full measure of the maturity of his body.
换句话说就是我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们都要被基督的自己的丰盛要完完全全的充满。
In other words, each one of us seated here, his body will be completely filled to the full measure.
但是他在这里告诉我们。
But here the words tell us.
我们前面要有一个条件。
That before us there is this condition.
我们要醒过来。
That we must awake.
我们要从死里复活。
We must arise from the dead.
很多时候我们说到死里复活的时候
many a times when we speak of rising from the dead,
我们总是想到两个那个一瞬间的事情
many a times we think of those two instances where it is in the moment, in the blink of an eye.
一个是当我们信主得救的时候
and that is the instantaneous moment when we believe in the Lord and we're instantly saved.
我们就从死亡之中给救拔出来。
And that is how we were plucked from the dead and saved from the dead.
我们有了复活的生命。
And now we have that resurrection life.
还有一个呢，我们就说到在那最后一刻。
And the other instant moment we think of, it was in that last moment.
当主耶稣再次降临的时候。
When the Lord Jesus shall come.
我们的身体得赎
that our bodies will be redeemed
我们完全从死里复活
and we are completely risen from the dead
可是弟兄姐妹们我们忘记了一点
but brothers and sisters we may have neglected one point
就是在我们这一生跟随主的道路之上
that is throughout our life in the journey which we follow the Lord
我们要得着整个灵魂的救恩
that we must receive the salvation of our soul
我们每一个台阶我们每一步都是从死里复活的经历
that each moment, each step, our experience ought to be one that is risen from the dead.
不错，从死里复活这个事实的成就是神给我们做成的。
Yes, the fact, the foundation of this being risen from the dead, it is one matter that is wrought, that is brought about by God himself.
我们在座的每一位没有哪一位能够靠着自己能够从死里复活。
Each one of us, none of us seated here are able to raise from the dead on our own.
但是神在成就这件事情之前
But before God accomplishes this,
他需要我们在他面前有一个愿意的心。
He desires for us to come into his presence to have a willing heart.
他愿意我们向着他的心意有个回应的祷告。
According to his desire for us, we will respond to him in the same manner in prayer.
当我们行在这个光中的时候
and when we walk in this light,
当我们有了这个从死里复活的这个心愿的时候
when we have such a desire to rise from the dead,
当我们愿意从昏睡的状态之中醒来的时候
when we're willing to awake from our sleep,
神的光就充满在我们身上
then the light of God will fill us, fill us within.
这就是抓住机会的一个争议。
And this is the true essence of the term redeeming the time.
说到抓住机会。
So when we speak of redeeming the time to seize the opportunity,
我们第一个想起来的人物
the first person we think of
就是旧约所记录到的以斯帖。
And that is one we recall in the Old Testament, Esther.
那时候。
Now in those days,
弟兄姐妹们，我相信对这段经文应该都很熟悉。
Now, I believe brothers and sisters are quite familiar with this passage of, in the days of Esther.
当莫迪改要他去进王，去见王，来取回那个秘诀，整个犹太全族的命令的时候。
That is when Mordecai approached Esther and asked Esther to go see the king to remove the decree that would destroy all the Jews.
但是以斯帖心中有些迟疑。
But there was some hesitation in the heart of Esther.
因为他已经有30天没有蒙王的召见。
That is because the king have not called to see her for 30 days.
按照当时的王命。
Now, according to the decree of those days,
如果你擅自去见王的话你就会被杀死。
If you just want to go see the king on your own without being called for, you will be killed.
除非王给你伸出金杖来。
Unless the king will extend his scepter to you.
但是当时穆迪改跟他说了一句话。
But Mordecai said these words to Esther.
他说岂知你得了王后的位分不是为了现今的机会吗
Mordecai says to Esther, who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
但他蒙了光照以后。
And after Esther heard these words were illuminated,
他就决定起来见王。
She decided that she will arise and go see the king.
他那时说了一句话
And there she said these words.
他说你们先为我一同禁食三天三夜
And she bade them to gather all the Jews that are present to fast for her and neither eat or drink for 3 days or night.
然后我就违例去见王
And I also will do the same and I will go unto the king which is not according to the law.
下面一句话是每一位弟兄姐妹们都不会忘记的
And these following words are words we will all remember.
就说死就死吧。
If I perish, I perish.
所以当说到死就死的话，我们自然的就想到这个以斯帖。
So when we think of these words, if I die, I die, we immediately think of Esther.
她具有很高的身位。
She has a very high position.
她是王后。
She is the queen.
她深受王的宠爱。
And she is dearly loved by the king.
好像与我们在座的每一位弟兄姐妹们都无关。
And it seems like that has nothing to do with everyone else or us seated here.
其实旧约里还记载了一个女人。
But in fact, in the Old Testament, there's another person that was recorded.
她同样说了这句话。
They said the same word.
这个女人无名无姓。
And this person was nameless.
家里很穷。
She was very poor.
没有任何地位。
She had no position.
她就是一个小寡妇。
And she is a nameless widow.
是撒拉法的一个小寡妇。
She is a widow of Zarephath.
她只有一个儿子。
She had a son.
这段故事它是记录在利王记上第十七章那里。
And that story is recorded for us in 1 Kings chapter 17.
我们知道当时神让以利亚去找这个寡妇。
And we know it was God who sent Elijah to seek for this widow.
因为当时已经三年半没有降雨在这个地上。
That is because there was no rain upon the land for 3.5 years.
连基利希的水都干了。
Even the brook of Cherith was dried up.
整个以色列全地的粮食都是短缺的。
And there was a famine, a lack of food in all the land of Israel.
他让以利亚去找这个寡妇。
So God sent Elijah to look for this widow.
向他要水喝。
And to ask of her for water.
向他要饼吃。
And ask her for bread.
这位寡妇怎么说的呢？
And what did this widow say?
她说我指着永生的耶和华向你起誓，我没有饼，坛里也只有一把面，瓶里也只有一点油，我现在就去找两根柴回家，要为我和我儿子做饼，我们吃了死就死吧。
She says, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meat, of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a crust. And behold, I am gathering two sticks and I may go and dress it for me and my son that we may eat it and die.
这叫抓住机会。
And this means to seize the opportunity.
抓住机会，你就要有一个死就死吧的心志。
In order to seize the opportunity, you must have this determination, if I die, I die.
我们很多在这个时候，
Many a times,
我们很多人都会说一句话，
that we all can say these words.
跟从主没问题呢。
I can follow the Lord, that is fine.
我是愿意起来走这条十字架的道路。
I am willing to arise to go on this way of the cross.
我看到这世界上的一切东西，我如保罗一样视它为粪土。
And even when I look at the things of this world, I can say as Paul that I view them all as done.
可是我的家人呢？
But what about my family?
可是我的儿子呢？
What about my son?
这个寡妇她只有一个独生的儿子。
For this widow, she only had one begotten son.
我死了没有关系，但是我的儿子我不能看着他死吗？
If I die, I die, but I cannot let my son die.
不是我不愿意抓住这个机会。
It is not that I'm not willing to seize the opportunity.
不是愿意我浪费那些时间，我不来跟从主。
It is not that I wasted the time that I did not come and follow the Lord.
那是我要把我的儿子养大。
But I have to raise my son.
是不是这样呢？
Is that the case?
当然我们读圣经的时候，
Of course, when we read the Bible,
我们正知道这两位女人都没有死。
We know these two women, they did not die.
以斯帖照样做她的王后。
Esther was still queen.
这位寡妇，圣经里说到，
This woman, this widow, the scriptures tell us,
说她的面没有减少。
That neither did the meal decrease,
他瓶里的油没有短缺。
And the crust of oil did not fail.
可是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
But dear brothers and sisters,
你知道在人类的历史上，
But throughout our man's history,
有一位，
There is one.
他为着抓住神所给他命定的这个机会，
In order to seize the opportunity for which he has come,
他为我们进入了死地，
That he have entered into death for us.
如果我们读四本福音书的时候，
When we read the four Gospels,
我们会看到里面有一个字，至少是我们中文里头经常出现的。
There is this one word that appears in the Chinese often.
我没有去查它的英文。
I did not go and look up the English for this word.
或者说是原文。
Or the original text of this word.
我只查了我们中文的和合本。
But I have only looked at the Union Translation in the Chinese translation.
四本福音书里说到时间这个字总共出现了279次。
When the word time is used in the Chinese translations, it is appeared in the four Gospels 279 times.
如果我们看到主的生平的话，
if we look at the life of our Lord,
特别他是三十岁以后起来传道的时候，
especially when it records for us, he came to preach, to serve after he was 30.
他总是说到我的时间。
He oftentimes says, my time.
我的时间
My time.
我的时间不是我所定的时间
My time is not determined by me.
那是他的父给他所定的时间
But his time is determined by his father, by God the Father.
如果我们看四本福音的话
When we look at the four Gospels,
我们看到主耶稣从他婴孩开始在地上所定规的每一个脚步都是神所命定的时间
We realize that even from the time the Lord was born into this world, even as a babe, all his path was determined by God the Father.
当他的脚步走在他的这个时间的里头的时候
And each time when in his path, he trod his path upon the time which God has determined for him.
是叫抓住机会。
That means it is to seize the opportunity.
我们也知道。
And we know.
主的那个特定的那个时间。
That determined time specially by God.
就是他离世见父的那个时间。
That is the moment, the time where he is to depart to, from the world to see God the Father.
他在约翰福音里又说是他得荣耀的时间。
In Gospel according to John, he refers to this time as the time he will be glorified.
可是我们要知道。
But we must know.
如果我们刚才还记得我们所唱的那首诗歌的话。
The hymn which we just sang.
当我们主耶稣在客西马尼园的那段经历的时候。
In the experience of our Lord Jesus when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他说他里面极其痛苦。
That he is greatly troubled within him,
几乎要死
unto the point of death.
他跟父神怎么祷告的？
And how did he pray to God the Father?
他说主啊，如果愿意的，如果可行的话，求你把这杯给挪去。
Our Lord prays to God the Father. It is if Father, if it's Thy will to remove this cup from me.
然而不要照着我的意思。
Yet not my will, but according to your will.
我们刚才读的那圣经里头，约翰福音里头那段经文。
And the passage we read earlier in the Gospel according to John.
当我们的主耶稣知道那个时间到了的时候
，When our Lord Jesus knew that time is come,
他面对这个机会，他在做抉择的时候
，That when he is determined at during this time,
他在主面前俯伏。
He submit to God the Father.
他说我里面极其的愁烦呢。
He said, my soul is troubled.
我该说什么才好呢？
Now what can I say?
换句话说，到了那个时候，我们的主耶稣他不知道该如何祷告啊。
In other words, when his soul is so troubled in this sense, he do not have the words how he ought to pray.
他实在知道那个机会，那个时间。给他所带来了一个沉重的代价。
That is because he knows this hour, this time, this arrangement of God the Father that has been set for him will be a great and heavy price that he has to pay.
但是他又知道这是父神所给他定规的。
But he also realized this is determined for him by God the Father.
因为他来到地上就是为了这个时间。
It is for this cause came I unto this hour.
所以路加福音里告诉我们
So in the gospel according to Luke it tells us
当他知道他的时间到了的时候
When he knows that his time is come
他就定义向耶路撒冷走去
That he was determined and he went toward Jerusalem facing Jerusalem
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
抓住机会不是一个空洞的话语
When we say to seize the opportunity they are not empty words
抓住机会也不是世人所常告诉我们的要爱惜光阴。
And to seize the opportunity is not what the world tells us to redeem our time, to hold the time as precious, to treasure our time.
我们所要抓住的机会。
But the opportunity which we ought to seize.
乃是顺从父神所给我们定规之下来的一条羔羊所走过的道路。
It is to obey the path which is determined for us by God the Father, which is the way which the Lamb himself went upon.
我们的羔羊在这条路上走过的哪一步，我们也要去走。
Each step which our lamb trod himself is a step to what we also need to take.
这是我们的心志。
And this ought to be our determination.
当然，圣经里他那里说，现今世代的邪恶。
And then it tells us in Ephesians, for the days are evil.
邪恶在什么地方呢？
Why are the days evil?
就当我们来决定走这条属天道路的时候。
That is when we are determined to go on this heavenly path.
当我们要抓住这些眼前的这个机会的时候。
When we desire to seize the opportunity that is before us.
它不仅仅是用那个死亡的威胁来恐吓我们这一生怕死而为奴的人。
The threat before us is not merely just a shadow of death that threatens us because we are made slaves for the fear of death.
圣经里说,
the Bible says,
吼叫的狮子。
The enemy is like a roaring lion.
他时常出现在我们面前是什么呢?
Oftentimes, he appears before us as what?
他是乃是要装作一个光明的天使。
Not only as a roaring lion, but he appears before us as an angel of light.
我们刚才读到马太福音跟马可福音两段经文。
We read the verses in the Gospel according to Matthew and Mark.
我们知道那里讲到一个女人，就是讲到玛利亚。
We know there is, speaks of a woman, and we know that woman is a Mary.
正如我们刚才亲爱的弟兄所领的诗歌里头所表述的一样。
Just as the lyrics tell us in the hymn which our dear brother led earlier.
玛利亚抓住机会，是她趁着主耶稣住席的时候，为他的埋葬来膏了我们的主。
That was Mary seized the opportunity while our Lord was seated at the table, that she did this all that she could.For his preparation of his burial.
你知道为着一个人的死埋葬来膏主，在人的脑海中是一个什么时间点呢？
You know, in our man's thought to anoint someone to prepare them for the burial, what is the chronological order of that time?
那就是圣经里所记载的那个亚利马太人约瑟和尼哥底母所做的那个时候。
And the time where we anoint someone or prepare them for the burial is the time, according to our logic, what Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea did was after he died.
因为那里说到是按照犹太人的规矩。
Because there it records for us according to the Jewish custom.
可是玛利亚却是住在神的旨意之中。
But yet, Mary did this according to the will, to the time of God.
同样一件事情。
It is the same task.
它的时间点，神跟人是不一样的。
Yet, even though it is the same task at hand, the timeline according to God and man is completely different.
我们也知道。
We also know.
当玛利亚做这件事的时候。
When Mary did such a thing.
她受到一些来自一些外界的搅扰。
She was disturbed externally from without.
也就是撒旦如果作为一个光明的天使。
That is Satan disguising himself as an angel of light to try to hinder her.
来引诱她不要再抓住这个机会。
To tempt her not to seize the opportunity.
我们如果看到马可福音十四章那里。
When we read Gospel according to Mark chapter 14.
因为时间关系我不来详细的讲这段经文。
Because of time, I won't go into detail of this passage.
但是我就从几个主要的动词那个方面，让我们来一同体会那个世代邪恶的，是让我们在我们身上做哪些搅扰的工作。
But I will just use some verbs here, some action words here to describe the phrase in Ephesians, the days are evil, how the enemy uses these external matters to tempt us, to threaten us.
第一个字就叫枉费。
And the first word is waste.
这个字是圣经接着那个门徒之中的那个卖主的犹大所说出来的。
And these words are used in the scriptures concerning pointing at the one who betrayed the Lord, Judas.
我们在这个世界之上。
He was the one who said these words while in this world.
神把我们分别出来。
When the Lord separated us, called us out.
我们是不是在常人的眼中我们也做了很多枉费的事呢?
In the common man's view, as Christians, do they not view us as those who have wasted our time, done things that are a waste?
这个枉费不是我们一般理解的那个浪费。
Now, this word waste is not a common term we normally associate waste.
他的语气要比他强硬的多，强调的多。
But when this word waste is spoken of, and the others use this term, what a waste! It is with a more emphasis, with despise.
他说是你是摧毁他，毁灭他。
You have destroyed what you had. You have wasted what you had and just made a waste of it.
我们在跟从主的道路之上，我们有很多的时间来读经，要与主亲近，我们要跟弟兄姐妹们要有交通。
When we spend the time to have fellowship with brothers and sisters, to pray, to read the Bible,
在时间上，在机会上，世人不觉得我们是枉费吗？
In the sense of time, in the amount of time and energy and effort we use to do those things, in the world's eyes, they say it is a waste. They say that with contempt.
我们可以把这些时间拿来去赚更多的钱。
Could you have not used your time you spent elsewhere to make more money?
我们可以拿这些时间，我们来再追求这属世上所认为有价值的东西。
Could you have not spent the same amount of time to pursue after worldly things that seem more valuable?
比如说我们的才能，比如说我们的官位。
Perhaps we say our ability or our talents.
所以世人会常常的对我们说。
Therefore, oftentimes the people of this world will say with contempt about us, to us, why waste your time?
第二点呢,
second point,
用了两个字,
there's two words
来表现他们内在的表现,
to really manifest, express their inner thought.
接着他们的表情给流露出来,
and by saying these two words, it really describes to us the outflow of their true emotions. And many a times in our experiences, we encounter the same situation.
那些人，当我们知道我们在做些什么的时候，他们很多时候只是不是用言语来伤害你。
Many a times, when others see the things that which we do, they do not only harm us or to hurt us with their words.
他只是用他脸部的表情，用他那个眼神来看你。
But they only give you a stare or a glare to show their contempt or dissatisfaction with you.
让你的面子觉得伤害。
So it may hurt you, hurt your shame or to embarrass you.
第一个字是很不喜悦。
And the words that are used is that
很不喜悦,
they are not, they scorn.
很不喜悦, 我们在中文里头好像不能体会说那个字的味道。
In the Chinese words translation, when it says that they're not pleased with what was done, it cannot really describe their dissatisfaction here.
但是我讲一个圣经里所记载的一个故事。
But if I tell you of a story in the Bible,
我们去体会一下,
then that will help us to understand their scorn or their indignation.
我们知道主耶稣在地上的时候呼召了十二个门徒。
Now we know our Lord Jesus called 12 disciples while he was on earth.
这十二个门徒在地上跟随主耶稣的时候,
and when these 12 disciples followed the Lord while they were on earth,
有一件事情是他们一直在那儿做的。
There is one thing that they've always done.
就是争论谁为大。
They always fought to see who was the greatest.
但是有一天啊,
but one day,
那个约翰和雅各的母亲啊,
then the mother of John and James,
来到主的面前,
they came to the Lord.
那主问他, 你要什么呢?
The Lord said to her, what do you want me to do for you?
他说你将来得国的时候, 你把我的两个儿子, 一个放在你的左边, 一个放在你的右边。
So she says to the Lord Jesus, when you gain your kingdom, put one, my sons, one on your right and one on your left.
换句话说,
in other words,
就他的两个儿子占了老大跟老二的位置。
In other words, then her two sons, they will have the first and the second position.
那其他十个门徒摆到哪里呢?
Where are the other 10 disciples go then?
那世界上有很多排序的方法，对不对?
Now there are many order sequences that we can and the list of order we have in this world.
我可以按照你跟随主的那个时间点来划分。
Perhaps I can have the ranking according to the timeline where you follow the Lord.
那是我们中国人以前的一些传统，叫大师兄师弟的之类的，就这样出来的。
That is just as a very a Chinese traditional thought, as when you enter as a student to follow the teacher, you're the first, the second, or the third.
还有一个呢，你按照他的才能来划分。
Oh, perhaps you can rank them according to their ability.
啊，我这个人天生的能力哪个人是最大的？
And so,
我当老大。
By nature, who has the greatest ability, you'll be number one.
等等等等。
We have different ways of ranking.
可是这里有这个女人，她提了这样的一个方法。
But here, this woman suggested this way of position.
我们知道这个女人她是玛利亚，就是主耶稣生母的一个。
Now we know that the mother of John and James is actually the aunt, the biological aunt of our Lord Jesus, because she was the sister of Mary who bore our Lord.
换句话说，她在肉身里头是我们主耶稣的一个长辈。
In other words, in our understanding of family, she is an elder, senior in the Lord's family.
弟兄姐妹们，你体会一下。
Now, brothers and sisters, come to understand this.
如果我们是那个十个门徒之一的时候，我们在那种境况之下，我们是什么样的一个心情？
If we were one of the other 10 disciples, what was our feeling toward these two?
圣经里在马太福音第二十章二十四节那里说到。
In Matthew chapter 20, verse 24, there it says,
他就恼怒那两个人。
And the 10 heard it, and they were moved with indignation against the two brethren.
这个恼怒就是这里的。
And so the same word, the indignation, is the same as the use when they were indignant or scorned the actions of Mary.
那个生气呢?
And then to be mad or angry.
生气一般的都是翻译成我们弟兄所翻译的那个字。
And the typical translation of getting mad is just being angry.
但是在它原文的意思里头，它的字根的意思是什么？
But in the original text, what is the root word of that expression?
它是叫嗤之以鼻，或者说不屑一顾。
That is to be despised, to despise her actions, to be filled with contempt on what she did.
而且在这个不屑一顾里头还带着一个怒视。
And in that action of contempt, also with an angry glare or stare at what she did.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这世界上，我们说要做主耶稣的见证。
Brothers and sisters, when we say we are to be the testimony of the Lord Jesus on earth,
现今这个邪恶的时代
，the days are evil，
就是给我们这样的一个眼神。
And that is the type of stare or look we have from those of the world，
让我们感到我们是一群不合群的人。
That they would despise us as being not in crowd with others, with them.
我们把花的时间都是在世人眼中所不屑一顾的地方。
And the time we spent on the world's view is a waste of time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们要跟从主。
If we are to follow the Lord.
我们能够面对这样的眼神吗?
Are we able to face such contempt from others?
我们能够像我们的主耶稣那样完全把自己的道自己给倒空吗?
Are we able to, in like manner as our Lord, to completely empty ourselves?
主在地上的那些经历，也就是我们所要经历的。
Now the experience of our Lord while on earth ought to be also our experience.
最后一个字呢?
The last word here.
是由主耶稣所说出来的。
It is spoken of our Lord Jesus himself.
叫难为。
Why do you trouble her?
叫难为。
Why do you trouble her?
难为是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to trouble her?
难为在原文里头这段经文里它是有两个字摆出来的。
So in the words our Lord said, why ye trouble her? There's two meaning in the original text.
一个呢他就把什么东西放在你的面前。
One translation is whatever is placed before you.
这是一个动词。
It's an action, it's a verb.
然后它中间又放了一个名词。
And in the midst of this, it is also used as a noun.
这个名词是用的复数的形式。
And it is a plural in the sense of the noun.
也就是说不是一件乃是很多。
And so this word, the sense gives us, is not only one action or one instance, but multiple times.
它是说的什么呢?
And so what is it speaking of?
它是把一大堆的烦恼、困难或者是工作要做的这些物质的事情摆在你的面前。
In other words, we get the picture of that there are many things, many tasks at hand, many things we need to do that is all placed right in front of us that we need to get done.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这才是现今世道邪恶的真正所在。
This is actually when we say how we describe the days of evil, this is a picture of that right before us.
他说那些烦恼困难啊，是让你这个人啊给劳累的精疲力尽。
So this word trouble gives us a sense with busyness of a work before us. All these things that will weary us cause us to be fatigued.
弟兄姐妹们，听懂我的意思吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
了解我的人都知道，我从中学开始，我去上的是军事的学校。
Now, brothers and sisters, for those of you who know me, know that from middle school on, I am enrolled in a military school.
直到我出来之前，我一直都是穿着军装的。
In other words, before I was graduated, I had on a military uniform.
但我当时到部队去的时候，
When I'm at work,
我们前面的一些，在我走在我前面的那些人呢，告诉我一个秘诀。
Those before me told me a secret.
什么秘诀呢？就是管理部队的秘诀。
Those before me in military had given me a secret how to control a rule over your subordinates.
弟兄姐妹们，管理部队不是一件容易的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, to have to rule over your unit is not an easy task.
因为部队的生活是很单调的。
That is because in the military, the living is very monotonous.
特别是对于那些新兵来说,
especially for the new recruits.
他们也都是刚刚从中学毕业以后就去当兵的了。
They are just a newly high school graduate, so now they are enrolled in the military.
在大陆的情况,就是说这一批人,他们是没有考上大学而走向了当兵的这条道路。
In China's situation is these individuals that are enrolled in the military was because they were not able to get into a university or college.
所以根据他那同一辈的那些年轻人来比，他们心理上至少有一个自卑的感觉。
In other words, at least in comparison to their peers, when they are off to college and they are enrolled in a military school, they feel some self-pity, esteem, self-esteem, lower self-esteem.
而且他们从来没有离开过家庭。
And these individuals have never departed away from home before.
你再加上这个部队的这些纪律的严格。
And with the strictness that has to be followed in the order in the military school,
你让他不想家是不可能的事呢。
It is impossible for these new recruits not to be homesick.
所以我们的长辈告诉我们一条秘诀。
So those in our seniors tell us when we are in the position to lead the unit, they tell us the secret.
你要当他眼睛一睁开，你就把各种事情放在他的面前。
So even from the wake, in the morning when their eyes open, place all the tasks before them to keep them busy.
哪怕是你很多时候是不需要的事情，你也要让他去重复去做。
So even if things that are have no meaning at all, just lay it on them and let them work.
你要趁着他还想睡的时候，就把他眼睛给睁开。
And even when they're sleepy and want to go to rest, you keep them awake.
然后你要让他睁眼的状态下，你要让他的身体不停地动。
And when they're awake, you continue to have them work 24/7.
有各种各样的事情去做。
They have much busy work to do.
他身体动了，脑子就不能动。
So when their body is at work, their minds cannot be at work.
然后到晚上熄灯的时候，还没有到熄灯号吹响的时候，他们眼皮直打疙瘩。
And so when it's time to lights off, they are so weary and tired, they will just go right to sleep.
头一靠枕头，马上就睡着了。
And once their head hits the pillow, they will fall sound asleep.
这些人的方法。
And that is man's way.
人的方法是从撒旦的方法而来。
A man's way is from Satan. It is Satan's way.
想想我们现在的光景。
Is it like our condition today?
用一个字来描述。
One word describes it well.
就是忙。
Busy.
对不对？
Is that right?
上班的时候很忙。
When you're at work, you're quite busy.
8个小时的时间工作干不完，还得带到家里来。
You have 8 hours of a work day. It's so busy, you cannot finish, so you take it home with you.
周末的时间也忙。
You're busy in the weekend.
我家庭呢，要有各种日常的消耗。
We have our family activities on the weekend.
我们更多的还要为着我们的孩子跑来跑去。
And we are running around very busy for our children.
撒旦就用这种时间。
And Satan uses this method.
甚至我们在服事的事情上，我们也很忙。
Even in our spiritual service, we are quite busy.
我们为着教会的各种事情，我们要去做做做。
for many spiritual matters of the church, we have to work, work, and work.
以至于我们没有时间能够安静下来读神的话。
So we would not have the time to be quiet and read the word of God.
我们没有时间来跟神有亲密的交通。
And we lack the time to have intimate fellowship with God.
我们没有时间来寻求神那可喜悦的旨意。
And we lack the time where we can come to seek Him, His will that is perfect and acceptable and pleasing.
我们只知道做。
We only know one thing is to work.
但是我们没有时间在灵里来与神交通, 我现在所做的是不是神要我在这个时候来做的?
But yet we do not have the time or make the time to have that sweet fellowship with God and seek Him to see if what we are doing now is what He wants us to do at this time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你把你的时间放在这面,
where do we place our time?
你在神的那一面,你就没有抓住神给你的机会。
If we place our time in our own matters or in busy work, we cannot seize the opportunity with God's time.
那我们怎么样才能抓住机会呢?
Now, how then can we seize the opportunity?
在第八节这里主说他,
In Mark chapter 14, verse 8, there it says,
他说他所做的是尽他。
The Lord Jesus said, she have done what she could. She have done all that she could.
换句话说,
In other words,
这个字的所能应该是所有的意思。
All that she could, all that she can means all that you have.
就她所做的是她把她所有的都摆上了。
In other words, she has given all that she has. She has placed it, given all.
她把所有的都摆在那个 正在坐席的主耶稣的脚前。
In other words, all that she have, she laid before the feet of the Lord Jesus who was seated at the table.
她没有把她一丁点有的摆在这个世界的里面。
There was not one bit she left that is given to the world.
她把她所有的都摆在她的主的面前。
All that she have, she laid before her Lord.
这个所有的。
All that she have.
不仅仅是指着玛利亚她那一玉瓶的香膏。This
speaks all that she have, not only speaks of that alabaster jar which Mary had.
换句话说，她所摆上的是她里面所有的。In
other words, what she has given is all that she have from within.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你看到玛利亚她把那个香膏倒在主的头上吗？
When we see that the Mary anointed the head of our Lord Jesus with that alabaster jar of ointment.
你看她用头发去抹这个香膏吗?
And did she you see that she will use her hair to wipe the ointment?
如果我们还记得主在地上的时候,
if we remember when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
当一个文士来到主的面前,
when there is a scribe come before our Lord.
他说主啊, 在这些诫命中, 哪一条是最大的呢?
And this scribe asked the Lord, what is the greatest commandment?
那你告诉我吗?
Can you tell me what the greatest commandment is?
我特别喜欢马可福音12章那里的记载。
So I love the recording that is in Mark chapter 12.
马可福音第12,
in Matthew chapter 12, Mark chapter 12.
第12章在28到31节。
Verses 28 to 31.
主说,诫命中第一要紧的,你要尽心,尽性,尽意,尽力,爱主你的神。
Verse 29, the Lord answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
然后33节还加了一个,叫尽智。
And in verse 33, he added this word, with all your understanding.
换句话说,
in other words,
我们刚才不是唱的那首诗歌吗?
The hymn which we sang earlier, we have to be as Mary.
要学玛利亚,
all that she have,
尽她所有的,
all that she could,
至少要包括这五个经哦,
would have to include all of these five things here in Mark chapter 12, all of these things.
尽心讲到我们的heart.
All of your heart, it speaks of our heart.
尽性讲到我们的这个魂.
And it says, all of your heart, all of your soul.
尽意讲了我们的心思。
And with all of your mind.
尽力讲了我们的能力。
And all of your strength.
特别是指到我们的体力。
And it's your strength, your physical strength.
尽智是讲到你的悟性。
And all your understanding is all your understanding, your thought.
我特别喜欢中文里的和合本里的一个字。
I especially like this Chinese translation in the Union Translation.
就是在新约书信里头几位使徒不断提到的。
And this is a word that all the apostles mentioned in the New Testament.
就是我们要尽心竭力。
And that is with all diligence, with all diligence that we ought to do this.
其实你如果深深地去看这个原文的话呢
Now we look at the original text of that.
翻译成中文的尽心尽力有两组词。
There's two translations in the Chinese that would describe this, all our diligence, to give all our diligence to it.
第一个词呢它是经常是保罗所常常使用的。
And this is a word that Paul often will use.
比如说他在哥罗西书一章二十九节那里说到。
So for example, in Colossians chapter 1 verse 29, Paul says,
保罗说的哈。
And Paul says,
保罗说我也要为此劳苦照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。
And in Colossians chapter 1 verse 29, Paul says that whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
这个字呢就经常用到是在赛跑场上比赛场上那个赛跑的用字。
And so this word striving is typically used in describing a race, when you're striving ahead.
也用到你在打仗的时候在战场上的那个你的表现。
And this word striving also is used many a times to describe warfare, how you are at war, how you strive.
我们为什么要尽心竭力？
Why do we have to strive with all diligence?
我们就是要完完全全的把自己摆上的乃至连命都不要的地步。
We have to give our all in a sense to a point we give our all, even our life.
在战场的人都知道。
And those who are in the battlefield know this well.
你那个时候你不把你的命给摆上，你可能就很快就没命了。
If you are in a battlefield and you do not give your all and you do not strive with all diligence and strive in a way that you will survive, you will die.
这也是主在地上不断地提醒我们的。
And this is what our Lord reminds us on earth.
凡爱惜自己生命的必然会失去性命。
Those who love their life, their soul, shall lose it.
凡不顾惜自己生命的必然得着生命。
Those who will lose their life, lose their soul, shall gain it.
我们要有那个精神能够摆上。
And we have to give our all in that way.
第二个字是我们彼得所用到的。
And another word is used by Peter.
我们知道在彼得后书。
In 2 Peter.
一章是四到十五节那里。
2 Peter chapter 1 verses 14 and 15.
或者从十三节开始。
Or starting with verse 13.
因为主那是个彼得他知道他离开这地上的帐篷的时间到了。
That passage describes to us that Peter knows his time is at hand, that he is to depart from this life.
他说他要趁着还在这个地上的时间。
That while he is still have time, while he's still on earth.
他说我还要尽在趁着我还在这个帐篷的时候，我要提醒你们，要激发你们。
He says that as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance.
我们不仅要提醒你们，要激发你们，而且我还要尽心竭力。
It says not only to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing shortly I must put off this tabernacle. Moreover, I will strive in that way.
当然，这个字的意思很多。
Of course, the meaning of these words are many.
它在外在的表现上呢
？Externally, manifestation of this term.
它是翻译成赶快，快快的去做，不要延迟。
And that is to make haste, to quickly do not delay.
你要急忙的去做一件事情。
You have to do it very quickly. Your time is short.
这是表现在我们的动作方面。
And so this is manifested in our attitude and our action.
那表现在我们心态方面。
And in terms of our attitude within.
圣经里头常常把它翻译成热心、认真、殷勤。
The word that are used to describe this thought is to be zealous, to be fervent. There's an urgency with this.
这两个词给它放在一起的时候，我们才能体会说什么是尽我们所能的。
So when we put these words together to strive with all diligence, we understand what it means to do all that we could, to give our all.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
抓住机会,
seize the opportunity.
是神给我们的一句命令,
it is a commandment given to us by God.
是让我们在地上作为一个智慧人所担有的表现。
And this is a manifestation that we ought to walk as those who are wise.
但是我们也深深地知道,
but we also know,
抓住机会,
to seize the opportunity,
不是一件平淡的事情,
it's not an easy, common matter,
乃是一场属灵的征战,
but it's indeed a spiritual battle.
我们如果读罗马书第七章的时候,
when we read Romans chapter 7,
我们就看到那里有一个东西, 它也要跟我们来抓住机会,
but we also see another matter at work, at hand, that is to seize,
那就是罪,
and that is sin.
这个罪是一个单词,
now, this word sin in Romans 7 is singular.
乃是我们里面的那个罪性,
it is speaking of the sinful nature that is within.
换句话说,是我们里面的那个旧生命,能够从亚当而来的生命。
In other words, that sinful nature is that Adamic life, that old life that is within us.
他不甘心我们来抓住神的机会。
This old life is not willing for us to seize the opportunity which God has afforded before us.
在罗马书第七章第八到第十一节那里,
in Romans chapter 7, verses 8 through 11.
他说那个罪呀,可以趁着一个机会来把我们里面各样的贪心给发动起来。
It says that, but sin, taking occasion by the commandment, brought in me all manner of concupiscence.
并且呢,他藉着经命来引诱我,并且要杀了我们。
And that it is to tempt me and to kill me.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters, the days are evil.
你不抓住神的机会,
if we do not seize the opportunity of God,
罪就抓住你的机会,
but sin, taking occasion, will deceive us.
第二个呢,
and the second matter,
是在哥林多前后书里所说到的,
it is spoken of in 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
那里讲到撒旦,
it speaks of Satan.
撒旦他要来抓住机会,
that Satan himself will seize the opportunity.
哥林多后书二章十一节那里说到,
in Colossians chapter 11 there it says,
撒旦他要趁着机会来胜过我们,
that in Corinthians it says that he will take the occasion, the opportunity to overcome us.
我们都是一群蒙恩得救的人,
we are those who have been saved by grace.
我们知道我们之所以蒙恩得救是靠着我们的主耶稣,
we know that we are saved by grace according to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因着我们的主耶稣在十字架上抓住了那个机会,
that is because our Lord Jesus Christ himself seized the opportunity on the cross.
他胜过了仇敌,
and he has triumphed over the enemy.
如今我们被得救,我们也在耶稣基督的里面。
Now that we are saved, we have been placed in Christ Jesus.
在地位上,我们都是胜过仇敌的人。
By position, we are those who have already overcome the enemy.
可是我们一旦不抓住那个机会,
but whenever we do not seize the opportunity,
我们一旦不让那个光来充满我们,
whenever we do not allow for that light to fill us,
我们一旦在光之外行走的话,
whenever we walk outside of the light,
撒旦就会趁着机会胜过我们。
Satan, by occasion then, will overcome us.
这是我们的警醒。
And this is for our alert.
愿意神的话, and
may the word of God deeply penetrate us. Let us bow for a word of prayer.
主啊,
Lord, we praise and thank thee. Thou hast spoken unto us. Once again, we place thy spoken word within us respectfully unto thee.
凡是因着小子的口舌的笨拙和愚昧,
all of our spoken inadequacies or our ineloquence,
讲得不对的或者不完全的地方,
what is spoken that is not correct or incomplete,
除你用宝血来挪去,
Lord, may thou use thy precious blood to remove it.
你只讲你的心意存留在众位弟兄姐妹们的心中,
that only thy will would remain in the heart. hearts of brothers and sisters.
你让你自己的话语成为一根刺，深深地放在他们的里面。
And may thou place thy word penetrate deeply within us as a thorn.
你让我们有一颗愿意的心智来到你的面前。
That we would have a willing heart as we come into thy presence.
我们靠着你的恩典来抓住现今的机会。
That according to thy grace, we would be able to seize the opportunity thou hast laid before us.
来起来快跑，跟随你走这条属天的道路。
That we will rise up and quickly run after thee on this heavenly path.
让你在天上得到一点点的满足。
That thou may be satisfied somewhat in heaven.
我们再次把所有的感谢赞美都归于你。
Once again, we give thee all the praises and all the thanksgiving.
感恩祈求的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We give thanks and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.